I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalaos with your daily coronavirus update. A big announcement from the CDC for vaccinated Americans. ABC's Karen Travers with details.
This new guidance from the CDC that fully vaccinated Americans can stop wearing masks in most situations comes after CDC Director Rochelle Walensky has faced criticism that her agency's moved too slowly to update its recommendations and has provided too few incentives for people to get vaccinated. But Walensky has defended her agency's careful approach. Her message today, new evidence suggests people are extremely unlikely to transmit the virus if they've been vaccinated, and more time was needed to ensure the vaccines worked as promised in standing up to the variants of the virus. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Governor Spencer Cox says school kids can take the masks off for the last week of school. The governor made the announcement during his weekly COVID press conference.
So whatever your last week of school is, starting the Monday of the last week, there will be no statewide requirement for masks in schools that last week.
However, schools will have the final decision on whether masks will be worn or not. Utah is considering following Ohio's lead and offering a cash prize for one lucky person who gets a COVID vaccine. It's an effort to get more people to sign up for the shot with the demand plateauing. Governor Cox says no amount of money is too much in order to get 5 or 10% more of the community vaccinated.
Anything we can do to encourage more people to get vaccinated, and if this is one of those things, then we will take it. If you have other ideas, please send them our way. We really have to think outside the box.
But the governor made it clear this is not a lottery or a raffle. The Bayou restaurant in Salt Lake is back open for inside dining if you bring your COVID-19 vaccination card and if it's been at least 2 weeks since your final shot.
I see happy people again. I mean, it's like to see a bunch of people getting along and having a good time and not stressing about COVID and not worrying about who they're sitting next to.
Bayou owner Mark Alston says when he announced the policy last week, he got a lot of criticism, including one person who called him a communist. But he says he's requiring vaccines so everyone can have a good time and not stress about who they are sitting next to. The state is reporting 418 new cases of COVID-19 today and 6 deaths. 152 people are in the hospital. Department of Health says so far 2.3 million vaccinations have been administered. With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.